Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 what it do, man? You already know, man. It's the Champions, Miss Gino, the little home girl, Miss Nicotine, Miss 901, and it's going down. I'm
Salute to all the ladies on the earth. To the ones that believe in me. Dawoo, I made this song just for you. So check. Are you the one for me? Please tell me. Don't fake or perpetrate. Have the heart to be real. I gotta tell you like it is, girl. You are my inspiration, motivation, domination. I love you so much. I hit you with my slightest touch. I finally healed my broken heart. You was the biggest part. I'm on my bending knee. Come on, girl, will you marry me? I need your love, computer love, butter love, one love. Do you love me? Please tell me. You are my queen. I am your king. Come on, girl. All I do is dream about you. Woo. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. So woo. We can take it nice and slow. Leave it in cruise control. I wrote this song just for you. This the only way, baby, I can express my feelings to you. We are so tight. I treat you right. We never had a fight. Come on, show my world. You are my queen, I am a king. Come on, sit on my throne. I walk through doors with marble floors. All I do is dream about you. Ooh, you make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. Ooh, all I do is dream about you. Ooh, all I do is dream about you. Come on, girl, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you, so check. I've been stabbed by a savage chick. I can't believe when I'm living to say this. She's my favorite girl, she got a golden child. I never been fake, I never snitched. How many chicks you know that have a baby on a birthday? That's a hell of a present from heaven. I paid the purple picture, I got a earth. Yeah, niggas, I be clocking her, I be clocking her. See the fatter chick on the avenue at the whole circle, yeah. I love you, I walk it, I talk it. I love hip-hop, I can't stop. You are my music, all I do is dream about you. Come on, girl, let me rock and roll with my tongue. I am the one. Whew. All I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. Woo. All I do is dream about you. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. So woo.
At that woo 7774, dream about you. Yeah, check him out over on Twitter and follow him. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Business has started. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good
day. Hey, I didn't know if y'all was there or what.
Hey, man. Shit. You know, you was doing your shout outs, man, doing your little Twitter follows and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we had to let you flow that through. You know, you had your spiel all laid out.
Already.
So, top of the morning, what's the topic you want to get into, Heyru, right off the bat?
Oh, man, you know, I figured, man, we'll talk about, you know what I'm saying, how fast Black folks jump on and off of bandwagons, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been on Facebook and Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? On and off, man, for, you know, a while, man. And I haven't seen anything regarding, you know what I'm saying, the Trayvon Martin situation. And nobody is, you know, still speaking on the young brother who got killed, man. Nobody is talking about, you know, his family. Nobody is speaking about justice. Nobody is, you know what I'm saying, still trying to remember him. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I was I thought the situation was sad myself, but you know, I mean, we lose people where I live at every day to some type of brutality or violence or whatever, but I mean, it just was such a big thing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was wearing black hoodies, you know, everybody was taking, you know, selfies and all of this stuff, and the black hoodies talking about remember Trayvon, you know, all of my friends on Facebook have gone back to regular pictures, you know, nobody is still sporting the blacked out Facebook picture, you know what I'm saying, in support of, they, in fact, they moved from the Trayvon picture to the giraffe, whatever that nonsense was about, you know what I'm saying,
so the giraffe,
yeah, you know, that was some kind of sexual reference or something like that, they had the giraffe thing going on, but I mean, it's just like,
like,
you
some
know.
Of my friends, honestly say, a couple of my friends do still have their hoodies up, a couple of them do. And recently I posted one of my hoodie pictures and said, I am still Trayvon Martin, just so people know, like, I was for real when I was out there marching. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. And then, like, so many incidents since then have occurred, you know, with the same stand your ground thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is being done? Is anything happening? What is the people saying? What is, you know, What's going on with that? That's what I want to know, and I think
that's a good
question to raise.
I don't really see no movement toward. I don't really see no change. I mean, a man shot a carload of young black kids because they wouldn't turn their music down in a public, you know what I'm saying, parking lot at a store.
Yeah.
While his wife was shopping, it wasn't like they was in his yard in front of his house.
Yeah.
They was in a public place, man. In a business. Where they had a right to be at. The man shot the car low, thought he felt threatened because it was a car full of black kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
They didn't go for it.
On the line, I want to put in here and see if they have something they want to add to it. 7321 is the last four of your digits. Who we have?
Hello, this is Jade, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. I'm doing great. How you guys doing this
morning?
Great show, by the way.
Doing great, man. You know, you have anything to add to the Trayvon Martin conversation?
Yes, with the Trayvon thing, I feel like I never really fit into it because that guy got famous. He even had, like, a battle where he was supposed to fight DMX or something like that. Am I wrong about that? Did they have a celebrity match set up for him? He made money off of killing that black kid.
Yeah.
It was really, people made him more famous than what people fed into it, all they did was make him famous. And little by little, Trayvon is dead. He can never come back. But that man is still going to keep make money off the situation.
Right. Well, he got a lot of money just in the case itself. You know, people were sending him money, you know, for his lawyer fees, for him, whatever he needed.
That's
you know, they... The Ku Klux Klan, everybody was behind him, you know, sending the money and supporting the fact that he killed a young black man for nothing. Well, basically because he whooped his ass and he wasn't expecting that, you know, but he had no business to follow him. I would have whooped his ass, too. He didn't follow me all around the block, and I don't know this man. And, you know, we teach our kids to beware of strangers. So what does he know other than to defend himself from somebody that's following him?
Which
you know.
Is true. It's true. And they was it was like a big promotion with the whole Trayvon thing because they was promoting Skittles and they was promoting the green iced tea. It was really never really about Trayvon. That's the way I felt. It was always about I don't even know how to word it, but I don't think it was ever really about Trayvon because a black man died every day, and it's sad to say that. The white thing get away with this murders, and it's not fair.
It's not fair. I agree. And I think that, you know, the people that was saying they were behind Trayvon Martin's family, you know, the celebrities that put money up or was willing to do whatever at that time to still be doing whatever to get the attention of the people that can change it because they the one got the money. We ain't got no money. And that's what people want to see. You know, enough money, you can change anything, and that's just how it goes. For real.
But I mean,
you can get out there and mud all you want to. You can get out there and scream and kick and holler all you want to. But if you got that bread, it can disappear.
And the thing is, man, is that black people, we emotional, man. So we get caught up in stuff. And, I mean, once that emotion burn out, it's like it's over. I mean, it's like if you look at how we get upset and burn down our own neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, these little riots and stuff. We get upset at something that somebody do, and we burn down our neighborhood. Then we wake up the next morning, and we ain't even mad no more. But we can't even go to the liquor store to get a drink or buy a pack of cigarettes or get milk because we done burned down the liquor store. And we usually go get the drink, the milk, and all of that stuff from.
Oh, somebody poor thing.
Yeah, the same little Korean or Asian man that's been extending you a long line of credit over the last little 5-6 years, you know, burnt down his stove because some white dude did something. We get caught up, man. You know what I'm saying? And the craziest thing is George Zimmerman is not even a white dude, man. Everybody gets so caught up in, like, color and jumping on a bandwagon.
He's Spanish, right?
Yeah, he's Hispanic. Yeah, I mean, it's like
he
jump on bandwagons, man. And the saddest thing about it, man, is that we so blind in this country that we try to make everything black and white. It's why, like, black people, man, we stagnated. And it's not just because of our emotional thought process. It's because of the fact that it's like if you look at every other group in here, including other African descendant countries, Puerto Rico, you know, the Dominican Republic, et cetera, you know what I'm saying? They actually have a homeland. They actually have a culture. You know what I'm saying? The regular, everyday, come out, descended from the field Negro, black people in this country, man, we don't really have a culture. And that's what separates us from everybody else. That's what prevents us from having that major commonality, man. I mean, we have been constantly passed by in the struggle for equality in this country by, you know, the Asians passed us by. The Mexicans have, you know, start passing us by, and 12% of them are not even legal in this country. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Hispanics have created a Hispanic or a Latino thing, and 90% of the Hispanic or Latino people who call themselves that are actually descendants from, you know what I'm saying, African slave journeys. But I mean, nobody wants to be identified with what the Africans call the Akata, you know, the cotton picking, the slave Negro, because we maintain that mentality. We sit around and we justify. Every other place, man, the slaves have been on islands or whatever, they have attempted to, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, leave that behind, no longer use that as an excuse. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, that's so true. I'm Puerto Rican myself, and in our history, we were also slaves. You know, they had the Indians that was also slaves, and it goes deeper than that, because a lot of people still in that mentality, like today we're still slaves if you really think about it. It's just a different type of slavery.
Yeah.
It's modern-day slavery going on right now. If you really think about it, we working for minimum wage. We're doing all this work. The world is never going to change. It's always going to be slavery.
We working for other people. But the only thing about it, man, is that this is more a purer form of what slavery actually was about in the first place. It was about economics. You know what I'm saying? They use the hatred and the dehumanization of black people to justify treating them the way that they treat them. And the craziest part, not to try to give no credit or nothing like that, but in Alabama, in Georgia, in the southern states, man, where slavery was serious at, they show these movies and they show hypocrisy in there, man, because slaves actually was treated worse in the north. They were treated better in the south because they actually needed them to be healthy and to be able to work because the economy depended on the backs of slaves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying that that's a good thing, stuff like that. But the idea is it was never about color. It was always about economy. You know what I'm saying? It didn't matter to them. And it's really a raw and nasty thing to say, but it didn't matter. It's like if you got a stagecoach company and somebody come to you and say, you got to free your horses, you're going to fight and try to, you know, fight against the world. And that's all that it was to them. It was labor in their fields. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, the psychology of years and years of, like, looking at a person that's less than a human will have an effect on a human mind. And so, therefore, the nigra or the nigger or this and that mentality will develop over years. But it wasn't really even about that in the beginning. And right now, man, we still talking about this and that and that and this. How the fuck Obama get in the White House, man? It's not about color no more, man. It's about money. The haves against the have-nots. You know what I'm saying? And we sitting here constantly trying to decide between a rich white man who say he a Republican and a rich white man who say he a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? And all of them at some time or another have done the same thing. They sell us out whenever it suits them. If the Republicans hadn't sold us out in the beginning, Reconstruction wouldn't have been destroyed, and blacks would still be governors and senators and congressmen and mayors and hot big businessmen, you know what I'm saying, in the South. You know what I mean? It's like the lottery was stolen from us. Black people had the numbers down there before it was ever such a thing as a lottery. You know what I mean? So it's like in this country, man, it's not even about that. It's about, you know what I'm saying, the economy. But back to the subject, I mean, we still just emotional people, man. And it's unfortunate, man. When we get emotional, we get fired up. But the thing about getting fired up on emotions, man, is that fire don't burn long. You know what I'm saying? It's like starting a fire with dry wood. It'll burn hot and fast, but it burn out. You know what I'm saying? And celebrities, man, you know, the little celebritants, man, that want to jump in and still act like I'm still about the blackness and this and that and that and this, man. The truth of the matter is, man, the celebrities, man, that's filthy rich is no more about their blackness, man, than some gang-banging dude, man, that done made it big and hip-hop is still about his hood. You know what I'm saying? Gangster rap is oxymoron. You can't really be no gangster and be no rapper and not be successful. We seeing that for a fact because all of the dudes that is trying to do that has ended up in jail. They talk about free Boosie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, free Boosie, free Boosie, free Boosie. Ain't nobody care about Boosie, man. I don't. That nigga got a nice little record deal, man, and still want to be out there in the streets talking about I'm keeping it real. Master P got
out now, man.
Yeah, he out now, but he got one
he
of
them. He
has
to do his time,
though. Yeah, but
all that
people
didn't
see
him.
They let him out and then locked him back up for child support. So he was behind on child support. When they let him out, they locked him back up. So, you
Master
know,
P had, Master P had one of the most successful, most successful independent rap labels, man, at the time. But his brother still went to jail because he's still trying to be gangster. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, man, you know, we want to be in the street. You know what I'm saying? We do still want to hold on to this fake stuff. I mean, Jay-Z, man, Jay-Z ain't a black man no more. You know what I'm saying? He ain't been black in a long time. His wife is continually bleaching and dyeing her skin, trying to be more white. She was trying to do that before they even got real famous. That's why her daddy and them kicked all the real dark-skinned girls up out the group. You know what I'm saying? They just couldn't get rid of Kelly, little pretty ass, because she was already part of the family, and they knew what she could tell. You know, they didn't want her to tell it, because she would be believable. The other bras was just bitter bitches. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we see it, man.
Hey, we'll get mad about that. Get mad at
she's gonna be having a court around soon, like Mimi.
No, I mean, it's just like, I just think that it's bad that as a people in this country, man, we don't have no type of loyalty to each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a racist dude. I don't get mad if a brother want to date a white woman. But why you all of a sudden got to start saying we have wieners and franks and stuff like that? Man, you got to change how you talk. You know what I'm saying? You got to change who you are. You're no longer cultural and stuff like that, man. I'm hot dogging it. You talking about we have a Frank? It's a Frank. I know a Frank. What is a Frank? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this shit is ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. We the only culture, man, that whenever we get involved with somebody else. No, I take that back. The white women is getting like that now, but they only getting like that now because they date a black man. Then all of a sudden they want to say, "No, my nigga, it ain't shut up." You know what I'm saying? And they want to act ghetto. But other than that, man, brothers is quick to be, you know, he start dating a Hispanic woman next time you see him. Hola, ¿qué pasó? Homie, what is you talking about? No, man, we just having these. You go over to his house, you know what I'm saying, and he embracing their culture because we don't have one. You know what I'm saying? We had the audacity to call hip-hop black culture. Like, what the hell is that? You know, what the hell is that, man? Graffiti? Graffiti, that's really what we standing on. We standing on graffiti and breakdancing, you know, and the cipher. That's really what we want to brace our culture on as black people. As black men, that's what I want to tell my son. This is what we are, we graffiti artists and breakdancers. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's sad because as a result of not having a culture, we don't have a manhood ritual. We don't have a womanhood ritual. You know what I'm saying? Women are no longer taught to be women, so therefore they having babies before they even know how to do something with their period. They don't even know nothing about menstruation. Yeah. I have dated women that didn't even know how to take care of themselves for their menstruation. I have dated women that didn't even know which direction to wipe their vagina. You know what I'm saying? And their brothers don't got no manhood rituals. Brothers don't have to do nothing to be a man. You can turn 18 and call yourself a man, make as many babies as you want to, don't have to do nothing to take care of them or nothing. Just keep on making them, keep on making them, keep on making them. Then you got some kind of recessive-ass gene. Now you got a bunch of little Down syndrome kids all in the neighborhood. Everybody know they're yours because they look like you. You know what I'm saying? It's no rituals. It's no traditions, man. And when you get older heads trying to teach tradition and try to do something, it's like, man, he always want to come down here and be talking about what's right. You know, they can't even say that he's talking about what's wrong. They just saying he's talking about what's right. They just don't want to agree with him because he's talking about what's right. They don't want to hear
right,
him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like getting high. I don't like drinking. I don't like partying. I don't like having a good time, man. But all of that stuff, man, is a result of a celebration of a saying that, you know, I'm striving. You know, I said it on my show last night, man. You know, a very close female friend of mine, man, and this mindset that we got today, a brother walked up to her like he wanted to try to holler at her or something, like, hey, how you doing? Let me get a cigarette. Hey, how you? Here you go. How you doing, brother? Where you going to work? Work. No motherfucking job. Like she has said, like she called you a sucker or something. You know what I'm saying? We don't got nothing, man. We don't got no cool mindset, man. And when you start talking positive, oh, homie, you done let the white man get to you. You know what I'm saying? A job. My nigga, you a slave now, man. You gonna be somebody's slave? That's how you gonna get down, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, homie, you standing here on the block selling crack to your mama's friends, your friends, sisters, brothers, and mamas. I'm a slave, though.
You know?
I'm a slave, though. You know, you got your homeboy mama that done got hooked on crack, exchanging a sexual favor for drugs, but I'm the slave, though. You know what I'm saying?
But they got the most crack now. It's the mollies. You know, people is like, they talk about that, but they popping mollies and doing all kinds of other. That's the new crack, and people don't understand how powerful that drug is. And
for real. Yeah, say that shit again. And they don't even know what it is, man. They don't know what it is. They don't know what's in it.
Everybody's like, Papa Riley, I'm sweating or whatever. And I'm like, you sweating because you on crack. Crack. You on crack. People just don't understand. People will take anything that a rapper tell them to take. You know, if a rapper comes out tomorrow and say it's cool to be a faggot, everybody gonna be walking around be gay. People just do anything.
But see, then that's when we, as a parent, need to distinguish that type of stuff with our kids. Like, this is just TV. This is just a song. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to understand. Like, I just seen on the news the other day, they looking for this family that had their baby that was sitting in the high chair that they taught the baby how to light a blunt up, and they put it on YouTube.
Yes, I
seen
baby,
that. Or the baby.
Shot fired. I mean, but that's what we do, though. We think all of that stuff. That's just YouTube, internet, worldwide web sensation. I mean, people do anything to try to be trending. You know what I'm saying? They want to do anything to get a million likes. You know what I'm saying? And we talking about it, but I'm willing to bet you a million people went over there and viewed that. How many of them people that went and viewed that reported it, though? How many people reported it? They liked it or disliked it. Nobody
people like
it.
Stuff. People like to see other people's drama. That's what strife. That's what people strive for today.
The most popular shit you see is girls.
If you in the train station and you fall in the train tracks, before anybody try to help you, they will pull out their cell phone and record you dying.
Yeah.
Instead of pulling out their cell phone, call 911, they turn that camera.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. They got these folks mind trained. Because these little kids, they little bitty kids. And the first thing they want to do is know if you got a game on your phone. What the fuck you know about a game on the phone? Can you say your ABCs, you little bad motherfuckers?
Yeah.
You know, I always ask me about my phone. And shit.
Yeah,
can you read?
You seven, still well in pull-ups, nigga. But you on a game on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Talk about a game on
nigga,
the phone.
Nigga, learn how to use the bathroom, nigga.
Learn
how to use the bathroom,
bro. Yeah, man. You coming up here, not coming out your nose. Your shirt buttoned up wrong. Talking about you got games on your phone. You ain't washing your hands and shit. It don't matter what I got on my phone. You ain't touching it. Get your little bad ass out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy that you said this. You said this on the parents, but that's the sad part nowadays. You don't got parents no more. You know, females say, "Oh, I'm a mother. You know, I raise my kids." Like, what you want, a trophy? That's your job. You supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Dudes kill me with it. Dudes kill me with it. What you doing today, dog? Oh man, I'm babysitting. Who kids you watching? Oh, I got my son. How you babysitting your own kids?
That's your own kid.
What is your problem? It's the whole thought process. It's perspective. I don't never refer to my daughter's mother as baby mama because it has a negative connotation. When you say that's my baby mama, that's my baby daddy, it implies something negative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's all about the mindset. Everything that we do, man, it's like, I read it a lot of time. They got this book, man, called The Four Agreements, man. It's called A Book of Toltec Wisdom. It's about, like, the little Aztec, Toltecs, all of them different people. And one of the first agreements is to be impeccable with your word. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about keeping your word. It's about being careful what you speak out your mouth because your word is powerful. About being careful how you say things, what you say, because your words are powerful. So whenever you speak negativity into the world, negativity is born because we as human beings have magic to make things happen like that, and we real powerful. So to me, it's always a trip how quick we are. Like even when we down each other, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that bitch ain't shit. She ain't going to be shit. And it's like, man, people put that poison off on their kids. Like, you little nigga, you ain't shit. You ain't going to be shit. You ain't never going to
be
shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, nigga, before you 19, you're going to be dead or in jail. Look at you. Look at you. You're going to be a hoe just like your mama. Like, come on, man. Then the little girl 15, she got a baby. Because she been told so many times that this all she got to look forward to, that she like, shit, I might well get to it sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? It's like we just... It's sad, man, because I feel bad, man, and I really feel like it's like for whatever reason, man, black women is strong. You know what I'm saying? Minority women, to speak more correctly, are strong for whatever reason. They go through a bunch of shit, man, and they always come out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brothers, man, we may make up with each other faster than women make up with each other, but we hold on to damage longer than women. We try to say, oh, man, bras be having baggage. No, niggas be having baggage. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be hypocritical and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That is so true, and I'm glad to hear that coming from a man, because men are so in denial about their baggage.
I mean, well, it's difficult because we have not even really defined in this country what being a man or being a woman is. How do you get to call yourself a man? I mean, I made a baby. Dogs do that. I got hamsters running around in little cages. The male one makes babies. The female would have the baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't require nothing. Even to just live in the house and go to work and support your kids doesn't make you a man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a man guides, protects, provides for. You know what I'm saying? So we haven't even defined what being a certain thing is. You know what I'm saying? And we allow popular culture to dictate what is. You know what I'm saying? Just for a brief moment, just to say this. Bill Clinton is so powerful, man, that he got people saying stuff now like, what do you like better, head or sex? See what I'm saying? He convinced you, man, that he did not have sexual relations with that woman. He just got her head.
That's
he just
me,
got
man.
Her head. That's yeah, not yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, if we can't define something, you know, if we can't define what a thing is, you feel what I'm saying? Then how can we how can we label it? You know what I'm saying? Dudes don't want to admit they've been hurt in a relationship or that a chick did them wrong. And if anybody is cool to be able to say I was betrayed, I was let down, I didn't like how I feel. You know what I'm saying? That's like human nature. Dudes is caught up in this country to think that all of this stuff is feminine and this stuff is masculine. And it's so confusing that now they're doing so much feminine stuff and thinking it's masculine stuff. You know what I'm saying? Dudes caught up in their emotion, keying their woman's car, breaking out her window, you know, sitting up with their boys with pistols and dope on the table, watching porn together, talking about my bitch ain't shit.
Yeah.
And that bitch used to do this and that, man. Oh, that hoe was this and that and that and this. Oh, man, did you see what the homeboy girl was doing yesterday? You know, and
yeah.
I seen her at the club, and she was like, do you not know how you sound? That's what you need a video recorder for and play that shit back. First and foremost, what you do is sitting up watching porn together. So I don't
porn, I was just going to say that. Wait a minute. They watching porn. Wait a minute. It's just
them? Yeah. I mean, man, you got just them two watching porn with drugs and guns being gangsters. I'm not going to do myself like that.
Though.
You sitting around with an erection. You don't got nothing to do with. Now you're looking at him, he's looking at you. It's an uncomfortable situation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have so confused and befuddled everything, man, that is anything, that we don't know shit. We just speculating on everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like Mother's Day. If you just want to be technical, Mother's Day should be on a kid's birthday. You know what I'm saying? She had her vagina stretched open, went through a bunch of pain to get that nigga birth. Give her the present on his birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Any day should be Mother's Day.
I ain't going to say every day should be Mother's Day, man, because it's a conscious choice. I salute the women for doing the stuff they do, going through the struggles that they go through, man. But that's their role in life, man. Just like it's a man's role in life, man, to do the things that he do. You feel what I'm saying? It's a plan. You feel me? It's a plan.
Right.
To all of this. Man.
And like
the earth is supposed to be populated a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
And
but
like
when the plan is sold off, you gotta salute. Now, every day should be Mother's Day for the single mothers that's being a mother by themselves without a man to be the father. Because I'm not going to say a mother is being the woman and the father, because whether a nigga is there or not, that's the dad. He's just not doing his job. She's not doing his job because she can't teach her son how to be a man. You know, she got to hope the nigga figure out how to piss without sitting down. You know what I'm saying? Because she ain't got no way to demonstrate how to hold his PP and do this and that. Hopefully she's smart enough to throw some Cheerios in there and let him play Space Invaders or something. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, a woman can't teach a man to be a man. She could try to teach you how to be a good human being and grow up, but it's certain things that only a man can teach that child. You know, that really bothers me when chicks say, I'm being a mother and a father at the same time, holding it down. No, you being a mother, raising your child by yourself. His daddy somewhere not being a daddy. You know, I mean, we have so many cliches. Like I said, we befuddle everything by putting so much stuff all in the same basket. Your kid's daddy ain't around because while his son was 3 months old, you was fucking another dude and got another baby that's you know what I'm saying, 9 months apart from your kid. And he looked just like the kid that you got. And when he asked you to get a paternity test, you got offended.
Hey, Ru.
Come to me. Yeah, I'm on the roll. You got to play some music.
Hey, Ru. Okay, don't hold that topic. Put that damn topic up down. We about to play this new track from Guillotine Paparazzi, Black Lives Matter
Guillotine. You must have heard the spoon in my coffee stuck to it. And we're going to be right back, man. I got seven sugars in this motherfucker.
Hey, man, don't get it, man.
you out. Paparazzi can shine on it. Maserati all eyes on you. You get cameras out when I get it popping out. Posing. Paparazzi can shine on it. Maserati all eyes on you. You get cameras out when I get it popping. I'm so disrespectful. I tell a nigga fuck your bitch ass. I smack you and turn around and smack your bitch ass. Next to feeling my case, I'ma feel the street talk. When I told him about to take you out, I ain't hollering about a sweet one. Your whole cool pussy, they don't body go hard. No homo, I fuck all of you up and make them a nod. That's a solo, I don't need no backup, I scrap tools. Missing me, I hit a rap's career like Missy the Tyrone. Know the time I fuck a 40, was a 40 ounce of brew. I with the black gloves, load another 40 to pick on you. And they see all, you ain't never been gangsta, just a regular dude. On the internet blogging, don't get to Facebook, YouTube. When they take a Brock, they take a Tupac, he's not fool. When they take a yard, a bunch of wannabes, like that's not you. I got them tall, let's make a movie out of them, Moulin Rouge. See, I'm throwing shots for the type of action, but it's not view. They paranoid, the guns go off, all you hear is sirens. You on the block dead, is that what you mean when you say you move in silence? Nigga, I'm everywhere like you never there. How the hell they bubble? Oh, I get it, every rap come out, better still say, oh. You out of fools, nigga, paparazzi, shine on. Maserati, all eyes on you. You get camera shot when I get it poppin' out. Fools, nigga, paparazzi, shine on. Maserati, all eyes on you. You get camera shot when I get it poppin' out. Fools, nigga, paparazzi, shine on. Maserati, all eyes on you. You get camera shot when I get it poppin' out. Fools, nigga, paparazzi, shine on. Maserati, all eyes on you. You get camera shot when I get it poppin'. They don't make them like they used to, but they gon' get used to black. Everybody got a story, they slick now, I guess the rule is back. The whole bar, fuck color, y'all, like I'm done with y'all. By the flip, turn you off to a somersault, become the underdog. I think it's time, think he lie like me. You got my nigga, you ain't run through the NY like me. I move swift, switch to swift, slap, I'ma lay my Mac down. With the special, have the special, I guess everybody on crack now. I can wipe down my car and just the king, it's not the dumbest. I'm your Caesar, I'm from Alabama, Romans, what you wanted? ATP, we the best, popping at these niggas' heads. Yeah, I made a close catch, got a these niggas' bed. These niggas head, and I'ma hanging on my wall, you know, these niggas dead. They told me take back the stats of height, these niggas head, and I'ma hanging on my wall, you know, these niggas dead. You out of fools, niggas, paparazzi shine on. Maserati all eyes on you, you get camera shot when I get it poppin' out. Fools, niggas, paparazzi shine on. Maserati all eyes on you, you get camera shot when I get it poppin' out. Fools, niggas, paparazzi shine on. Maserati all eyes on you, you get camera shot when I get it poppin' out. Fools, niggas, paparazzi shine on. Maserati all eyes on you, you get camera shot when I get it poppin' out. King so quiet on the set. I bomb first, no mic check. You play Russian roulette. You play pussy, no respect. Every time to reset. Them class in line from here to up. I bet y'all never forget. Now kill him off, y'all to the slaughter. Hell snake at two. DTR your own man, think he's better than you. You're out of order, confused nation, not a unity crew. But DTR you should recruit niggas better than you. Hell boy, you ain't worth the bar. Not even a mention, dude. Monkey ass nigga, I fucked him off. So the hell with you old peasant ass rapper. Fuck Tito Dunn. And when I see you, I'ma slap you with a stack. Cause no ruler could match it up. The clout that I match it up. So little nigga should dance it up. Enough talk like that's enough. I'm an east side nigga from the L side fella. And if a west side nigga wanna challenge, my pleasure. Go ahead with that wet shit with a smart to mic backflip. And make you realize that y'all nigga need practice. Get the house you flow. Like I told you before, the type of flow that make kings need, I say no more. You see, I had time to sit around and think about it. Then if I took a couple shot, niggas a drink about it. A raised glass in the air, toast it quick about it. While the rest of y'all motherfucker cry about it. I can't stand y'all rapping that. No bar having that. First nigga with a loose lip. Oh shit, I'm capping that. Niggas ain't with it though. The end of time I'm with it flow. That no can you finish slow. That every time they play, oh I play around here. Ask your bitch around here. They take a flick, pop it right so we the shit around here.
Queen right here shouting, hey, I'm a superstar, I got long money, I like my niggas hood, who got that long money, I like fast cars,
Glamorous, take a picture cause I stunt hard. Range Rover on 26s, ain't I going hard? I push my style up, I'm rocking Ed Hardy. And when I go ham, it's Roberto Cavalli. My shoe game is retarded, 6 inches or better. All stunning, say my handbags are all leather. I'm controlling the cheddar, I'm collecting the haters. I got the Beretta, so please don't fuck with my patience. I hate to say it, but my mama had a hellraiser. A blood blazer, young money out here getting paper. The streets know, so let it be known what the fuss about. That tough is territory when you a fucking ball. I'm a superstar, I got long money. I like my niggas hood, who got that long money? I like fast cars, and all my rims are big. I like slow head, I like good shit. I keep these niggas sick, cause they fall in love. And I got plenty goons when I'm in the club. So don't fuck with me, cause I will set it off. That's what it feels like
to be a fucking boss.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's get it. They found. He had. This is a real story about a real OG who did a 10-year bid and now he's finally free. He got a job of Mickey D's just to stay low-key, which brought shame on a nigga like ODB. Now we tried to keep it clean like OCD, but being broke made him sicker than HIV. Now can you picture his face like a state ID? He found out his BYD was down with OPP. That's when he S-N-A-double-P-E-D then told himself he got to have it like Ed OG. He started selling that poison like BBD and started jamming other niggas like MTV. For the K-E-Y-Z's, my nigga OMG, he pushed a wig to the side like EST. But see, he didn't realize that he was HOT and was currently being watched by NYPD. Kept track of all the tips like the MP3. The DEA wants to put his ass on ICE. They gave the FBI award to Russia's LAB, but luckily he wasn't there cause he went OT. But when he tried to phone home like that boy ET, his BO answered his phone like this is BAD. You need to come to my office ASAP and explain the shit they found under your BED. He saw an image of his face on HDTV. It was the most wanted, listen, he was VIP. He told his PO, tell the feds if they come for he, that he's ready to DIE like B.I.G. He tied his boots to his legs like a DVD, then he put half of his face in his H.A.T. Now this is S.A.D., it's L.I.F.E. Suddenly came to an E.N.D. But that's what happens when...
All right, everybody, we are back for some more Raw Folks Business. Who else got a topic? I got a topic.
You gotta have a topic, digga shit.
I got a topic. Okay.
Come on with it.
Hurry up, let me get it together right. That survey said that most men start turning into their own dad by the age of 38. So, do y'all think that's true or false? Like, same thing that their daddy used to say to them and doing find themselves doing things like their dad used to do it by the age of 38.
I would say it's even younger, depending on the relationship that you have with your dad. I mean, you emulate the person that you respect and admire the same way, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think it might be younger. If you had a rough relationship with your dad, I think it may take you longer to understand where he was coming from. So I'm going to say, you know, it might be a little younger than that.
Okay, what about you, B?
Well, I'm knocking on 38, but I had no relationship at all with my dad, so I don't know where I get mine from. I would pretty much have to agree with Hey Ruiz, I mean, on that, because I would think maybe, you know, like you say, depending on the relationship with the father and the son, depending on how much the son want to be like his father, you know. That's how I feel about it.
Well, see, Steve North, he's a general manager out of UK TV channel Gold, and he says that the top 10 signs you should be that you should know that you're turning into your father is fall asleep in the front room.
Uh-huh.
Dad dancing, spend time in the shed, making awful jokes that only they find funny. Don't know any artists in the top 40. Spending longer on the toilet. Keeping an eye on the thermostat. Excited about appliance sales. And embarrassing younger members of the family or children and thinking that it's funny. So that was the top 10 signs that they said in the survey that you know you're turning into your father.
I think that if you change one or two things, that can apply to women or any older person. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, hey, you know, I think it reaches a point for everybody in which music stops being like, okay, yeah, I'm going to stay right here. This shit right here I can't relate to. I'm going to stay right here. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm not going to move on to this next genre of what they call in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to stay right there. I think that, you know what I'm saying, going to the bathroom more often, I mean, it's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, that comes with age. Spending more time out in the shed, I mean, it takes for a person to reach a certain age to learn to enjoy their own company. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, shit, you know? So that's kind of crazy.
But
I got a question for a woman, though.
I will say this. I mean, I do wonder, do I, you know what I'm saying, do I act like him? I do wonder that, like, my communication with him, it stopped when I was four. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had no communication with him since I was four. So I really don't know much about him. I got an auntie who says she see him all the time, and she always asks me, do I want to holler at him? But, you know, I'd be indifferent about that. You know, I'd be having mixed feelings about it. When she asked me, I'd straight up just be telling, like, hell no, I don't want to see that nigga. For what? You know what I'm saying? That'll be the first thing to come to my head. And I say it. I'll be like, hell no, I don't want to see it. But then, like, lately I be thinking, like, I do kind of want to see it because I kind of want to close the door. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that may be holding me back from moving forward with a lot of stuff. So, as far as that,
crazy.
Like.
Go ahead.
As far as that, like, I just want to try. You know, I'm still kind of indifferent about if I want to. You know, because I don't really want to hear that. I'm sorry I wasn't there. I don't want to hear that. You know, I'm 35 years old now. I don't want to hear that.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, then don't go there looking to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to say. Let me ask you a question. How many females have you messed with? You know what I'm saying? Who's have kids and the kid's father's not in their life?
Man, every female I done ever messed with in my life got kids.
But what I'm trying to explain to you is this, man. I mean, it's like what I've come to understand with age is that a baby don't make a relationship, man. And we really don't know. We make assumptions. We really don't know. Some women, as we both probably come to understand, can be hard for a brother to tolerate. And, I mean, some women will really press the issue like some dudes. Some dudes will be like, if I can't fuck you, fuck that son, fuck that daughter. And some bras would be like, if you ain't fucking me, then you ain't seeing your son. You know what I'm saying? So we don't never know what the situation was. And the craziest thing that I was going to say at first is that some parents make better grandparents. You feel what I'm saying? And when you say close a door, it's like when we have kids, we don't really have that right. We can't be bitter because of them. It ain't about us no more. Once you have a child,
that's that's the door I mean. Like, I want to close my bitterness door.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man.
You know?
Most definitely.
Because I want to close that door with him because I feel like I can't really move all the way forward with myself until I close that bitterness door, that grudge I'm holding against. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do.
Forgiveness is for you, though. Forgiveness is for you, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's been situations in your life, man, where you couldn't handle a relationship with a female because maybe she was too much of this or too much of that. Y'all might not have had a child together, but, I mean, those little small instances you can kind of relate to and say, I can kind of, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, I got it from personal experience, man. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like a baby don't make no relationship, man. You know what I mean? And sometimes, man, it's difficult. I always say it's better for two people to raise a child in two separate loving households than to try to raise one in one household where, you know what I'm saying,
it's
tension
and
bullshit. And sometimes, man, it's just not possible. And then we really don't know a lot of times, man. You know, we love our moms, but the thing that I content myself with saying is before my mom was my mom, she was a female. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
females
are females, man. You know, the good and the bad and the ugly. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those are decisions that a cat have to make, man. You have to make them based on, don't go with expectations. You know, it's like you can't come to somebody and say, you know, let me get a shot of whiskey, and you got like a half a shot of beer in your shot glass. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be watered down, and then he ain't going to be able to give you the whole thing. He'll just be able to pour half. If he try to give it all to you, it's going to start spilling. So empty your cup, man, or approach him, listen. If he starts saying, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't there, stop him and say, look, man, we don't even know. Go back. I'm trying to go forward. You know what I'm saying? In time,
right,
y'all can have that conversation. You can let him talk and let it come out in a more natural way about what happened and how it happened. But you're not looking for the great speech. And you can tell him that. Like, look, man, I'm just trying to move forward with you. I got a daughter now, a son now, got a kid, and I just, you know, I want you to be able to be a part of their life. I want us because we grown men now. So we might not be able to have a little boy, little, you know, old man relationship, but we can have a two grown-ass men with the same last name and the same bloodline. You feel what I'm saying? Like, hell, you old as hell. You might be dying soon, you know. One of the kids might need a kidney or lung or something, so I'll keep you around a little bit as an organ donor. And crack a joke, man,
right,
keep the line move. You feel what I'm saying? Like, shit, you know? Don't hold on to that shit. Hey, but
right,
you know what I want? I want to ask Tweety B a question. You know, as a woman, it's like...
I have breaking news that I wanted to say before you get into that question. In the women elite race over in London, they have a missing runner. Mami Lahan is her name. And she didn't show up last night to check into her room, and she's not there now. So they're really worried about her and her whereabouts over in London. And so they're thinking that it's more to do with her immigration status than any harm, is what the media is saying right now from the London news, so we don't really know. So we want prayers right now to go up for her and for her to come up real soon. Because, see, I didn't even want our runners and stuff to be, you know, we just really didn't want, I don't know, because I don't know about that stuff that's going on over there. And I pray she's safe and everything, you know. But that was something that just, you know, came up as news. So we wanted to get that news out really fast because we want her to get back. So,
yeah,
what's up, man. That's what's up. Tweety B with the breaking news, man. We doing it big over here, man, on Grown Folks.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
Meanwhile, back to the show. Yeah, that's unfortunate, though, man. People be coming up missing everywhere, man. That's like, sad, man. But what I wanted to ask you was this. I'm like, if you dating a dude, how long do you date a dude, man, before you allow him to meet your kids?
I may never meet him, really. If I got anything to say about it, let's be playing on marrying me, and I'm not getting married no more. So you'll never meet them. And that's probably the bottom line. Because I don't let my kid, you know, into that part of my life. He don't have no business on that side. He got a father that takes care of him. And, you know, he don't even need to know nothing about what I'm doing or nothing about them. You know what I'm saying? That's how I personally feel about that. You know, I don't just be taking randoms around my child. Because I don't know people like that. I don't know them like that. And all I know is what they tell me, and that ain't enough to go on when it comes to mine. So,
yeah.
You probably never meet them.
I mean, it's kind of a turn off for me when you, like, go to pick a woman up to go out or go to her, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. I mean, it's really strange to me even that a woman with kids be like, you know, before y'all really get to know each other too good, is inviting you to her house, like, when she got kids living there. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it, man, is you never know who people are. Some people won't be dating you. They'll be dating your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got to be real careful nowadays, man. And I just was tripping off of it because I noticed how quick women are. You know what I'm saying? Dudes, man, you know what I'm saying? For whatever reason it is, they might not even tell a female they got kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, for a while. And if they do, you don't get no information out of them, man. I have tripped off of it because it's like you can be, you know what I'm saying, you can be dealing with a female, man, and it's like, man, she'll show up for the date with the kids. Like, okay, this is like the third time we've been out. You really don't even know me like that. You know what I'm saying? And it speaks to something that's inappropriate to me because I don't feel like kids should have random dudes or random females, for that matter, in and out of their life. You know what I'm saying? Intimate or being affectionate with, you know what I'm saying, with all these different people, because it sends the wrong message. You know what I'm saying? And it teaches them the wrong thing. And I feel like a lot of people don't take that stuff into consideration.
I say this as a dude, for a dude. I mean, from what I have experienced, I don't know how it is down there, but females don't fuck with dudes that got kids down here. They straight up tell you that. I know I know so many of them that will tell you that. They don't fuck with dudes with kids.
I mean, as much as I hate to say it, but the baby mama drama stuff. But it's crazy to me because the same female that will tell you that got kids by three different dudes.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'd be like, man, you're a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not that. They don't want to share a child support payment. That's what it is. It's just something happened. They don't want your check to be split more than one way. That's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's crazy to me. You know, but so how many?
I'm not making an excuse for the dudes to hide their kids, and then I'm not making an excuse for dudes. But you know, that's just what I have experienced.
No, I mean, I tell somebody I got a daughter or what have you, man. But it's like as far as like. You know, it always trips me out when a female say, "Let me see a picture of your daughter." Like what?
Oh, see, you know, down here in the South, I'm quick to pull that wild. Oh, you want some pictures? Let me show you my baby. I'm quick to pull pictures of my baby.
I'm not talking about like the in person. I'm talking about somebody you just meet online and y'all be communicating.
Oh no,
it's like, man, come on, man, how you like, you know what I'm saying? Doing all of this, man, like how you expect me to send you a picture of my child? Like, what is your problem? You know what I'm saying? You'd be better off asking for a picture of my business. You know what I'm saying? A picture of my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Because you on some other stuff right now.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like,
ask for a picture.
Yeah, man, like this my little angel right here, man. Why do you need to see her? You will never see her. Why do you need to see her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Another thing I was going to say, if you meet somebody online, what do you need to get from them before you'll be willing to meet them in person? What do they have to show you or do for you before you'll be willing to meet them in person?
Man, hold up. I mean, I've been knowing Sweet Leaf for about 4 or 5 years now, and I ain't never met her. We've never met. I mean, we cool with each other, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't really know.
Well, it's been like this. I've got to meet a person anywhere in public, in a public place where a lot of people are at. You know, we can go there. We're not leaving together. We're not coming together. We can meet there. You know, because a person I have learned being online can be anybody they want to be. And
yeah.
Some of them choose to be other people. And
yeah.
When, you know, the reality checking part come in, you know, I want to meet you, they got a problem with that because they're not the person that they say that they are. So they know when you get down there, you're going to know that.
Yeah.
So a lot of them just try to string you along as long as they can. Like, some people won't even take pictures to say,
yeah,
I'm this person right here, you know, this me. I mean, like, you say,
yeah,
take a picture right now, let me see you. A motherfucker should be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, if they can't do that, to me, it's a red flag.
Oh, something wrong with my camera right now.
No, don't give me, no. Now, see, that's where, you know what I'm saying, the flip side of that. I'm kind of like big on that, though. I mean, my whole thing is that if I meet somebody online, I believe that it's a process. It takes time to get to know somebody over time. People want you to jump through hoops to prove that you are who you say you are. And that'd be kind of, to me, I don't know why, but I'm so big that it's like I sometimes find myself being offended. Like take a picture right now. Like, right now, I'm supposed to stop what I'm doing.
You also said a person. You said how long before you meet a person, and you would generally think, you know, a person, you've been talking to that person for a while. So if they ask you to take a damn picture, you ought to be able to do that. If you can't do that, you really don't need to be talking to me. And that's me personally. That's my choice. That's how I feel. If you can't take that picture, what's wrong with you? Why you can't take it? You know what I mean? That's just how I feel about that now. I take a picture. My hair be nappy all at the root. I still take a picture.
But at the same time, though, you say you would take a picture, man, you're going to take a big, you would take a million pictures. You enjoy taking pictures. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You like taking pictures. I don't really like taking pictures. Me personally. You know what I'm saying? I don't got a problem, man. At the end of the day, I don't got a problem if I decide to, like, hey, here you go. I'll make you a video. Like, this me, what's up, how you doing, say your name, or, you know what I'm saying, mention something, or hold up the date, or do whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Newspaper, like a hostage victim and all of that. But the thing that I trip off of about online is that when you get caught up with some people, it is never, ever, ever enough. It's always the next thing. You know what I'm saying? Let me see you from this angle. Well, take a picture standing on your head with one hand right here. Smile. Let me count your teeth. Let me see you. Oh, look, we can just cam up and get all this out the way and, like, oh, no, we don't need to cam up. Now what's wrong with you? You know, what's wrong with you now? You feel what I'm saying? Well, I need to get my hair done and all this, but you can't take a picture of me right now. I might not want no pictures floating around. I ain't know you no pretty boy type of nigga or nothing, but I might not want no picture of me floating around with eye boogers and shit. You know what I'm saying? I might not want no picture of me floating around and shit, and I ain't shaved or what have you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm a dude, but at the same time, man, you know, it's like, man, you guard your reputation, man, guard your image. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, man, it can be used and abused any kind of way. Man, I tango with folks, man. I stop Ubuing with folks, man, because Ubu people be wanting a screenshot. They catch you making one of them old Yanni expressions and something, man. They got pictures with the cavity showing and everything. You know what I'm saying? They all down your throat, you know. Got a freeze frame or some food in your teeth and all kind of other shit. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, man, people have their own reasons. And then I'm always suspect, man. A dude talking to Tweety B. Send me a pic. You on her Facebook. nigga.
Yeah.
It's a zillion pitches over.
A zillion pitches.
Pick for? What you need a pick for every day? You know what I'm saying? What you need a pick for is you can go to.
Oh, you want
to?
Oh, you want a seductive pick? Oh, just if you want a seductive pick, just scroll. You'll find your seductive pick, and then you take all types of pitches.
Scroll down. Scroll down.
Check
another album.
No, scroll.
You
if you on your phone, scroll up.
That's what I'm saying. Look, man, click on a picture and hit previous or next. It'll take you where you need to go. All I'm saying, man, is like people be saying, hey, Ru, why you always take pictures with your head down? I say, man, I'm not trying to be famous. I would prefer to be rich than famous. I would rather be the dude that owned the nightclub that all the rich people be getting into and stand at the bar with some woman that don't even want to talk to me because she think I ain't nobody famous and shit than to be the dude out front with all the money trying to get into the club. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the dude out there talking about, you don't remember me, man? I was in Fast and Furious 5. Or, you don't remember me, man? I was in, you know what I'm saying? I was in the Wedding Singer. Or, you don't remember me, man? I rap with Jay-Z. And I don't care about that shit. I want to be able to go places, man. I want to be able to sit outside at a table at a restaurant with a nice woman I met, man, and let her get to know me without her scrolling through the paparazzi pages or talking about, well, you remember on that song where you said bitches ain't shit and, you know, you flip them and dip them and move on to the next, like, seriously, this is where we at. You know, when you played a pimp in that one movie and you seemed kind of convincing. You know, I just want to be rich.
Yeah.
I just want
to get
money. Is
that really how you
live? Yeah, I just want to be able to do for people, man. What you hear, this is radio, not TV. You hear, this is me. This is how I am. You know what I'm saying? The people that know me, to talk to me on a regular basis, see me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I'm an intelligent, strong opinionated, nasty, freaky talking, loyal, honest motherfucker. And I'm going to tell you how I feel, and that's how I feel. I'm going to give you my opinion, and I ain't going to let you argue with me about it because it's my opinion. I'm entitled to that like you're entitled to yours. Now, we can go back and forth a couple of times just for the sake of we being cool that red ain't really red just for the sake of it, but I ain't going to argue too long about facts. You're not finna tell me a Camel cigarette is a damn Marlboro or a damn Bissonnette Hedges. Or you know what I'm saying, or something else. You ain't finna tell me that, you know what I'm saying, coffee is tea. We ain't finna have them kind of dumbass conversations. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind ignorance, but I can't stand stupidity. You know, I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The pictures you see of me, them tattoos and shit you see, you're going to see them in every picture. You ain't going to never see no picture where it's like I ain't got no tattoos from this angle. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never see my arm or my hand without nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's me. I ain't the most handsomest motherfucker in the world, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, at the end of the day, when my looks fade, you know what I'm saying? If I put on a little weight, who I am, it's going to be who I am. Feel what I'm saying? Because the reality is, man, is that the vessel and the content, man, you know what I'm saying, in reality have little effect on each other unless, you know what I'm saying, your mental is that of a disciplined person and you don't put on that extra weight, but that don't mean that you're not a cool person, you know. So, I mean, it just trips me out, man, like this online stuff, you know. So, do you think that you could ever meet somebody online and go away with them for, like, say, a vacation, like a cruise or something like that?
I don't know about all that one.
I ain't going on no cruise. I can't swim. I ain't going on no cruise.
Y'all crazy. Look,
too much
shit
happened. Too much shit happened, bro. Too much.
Look, I got this from my brother-in-law, right? When you meet somebody, who is your representative? I like, who do they meet when they meet you?
Who do they meet?
Yeah, like, who do they meet?
Depending on what day it is. If I'm at work, they're going to meet you laughing. They like the tip money. And they'll run around for you and smile at you and stuff like that. But if you run into me at Fred and, you know, I'm going to hit me with your budget, see a whole other side of me that at the Waffle House, you know, because customer service is limited. It's very limited. So I think it depends on the setting and where I'm at and what I'm doing, because regardless of whether people say I'm so real, I'm this and that, you got to put on faces for motherfuckers at certain times. Even though you ain't no fake person, it's just at certain times the job may require for you to be a certain type of way that on the norm you're not. You know what I'm saying? If you was at my house and you want coffee, you better get your ass up and go get it, because I'm not finna serve you no coffee. You just go get up and go get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're tipping or not.
Hold on. Why are we talking about coffee? You shooting at the guys, man. What about you, country? What about you, country boy? Who do they beat when they beat you, man?
Hey, man, look here, man. Man, when you meet me, man, you know, same nigga y'all here right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be me to the day I die, man. You know, like, I know when to be. I mean, even when I'm in my business mode, I'm still being me. I'm just in a different mode. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that I'm changing who I am. It's not. I'm in a different mode because I'm in business mode. When I'm in chill mode, I'm in chill mode. So when you meet me, I mean, you know, you never know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? It depends on who you is. But me, I'm a quiet type of person. When I first meet somebody, like I pretty much don't really like talk. I don't say shit. They might look at me like, oh, he stuck up or he thinks he's too good to say something. I'm real quiet. My words is very minimum, and I just have to. I watch people.
Now, see, that's more on what I'm talking about. See, that's what I mean when I say who is your representative. Your representative, man, is an observer. You know what I'm saying? When they meet you, you kind of laid back, checking out what's going on. They don't meet you like the joke cracking dude or whatever. Like when they meet, like when Tweety B said that, they meet her depending on where she at. Yeah, they meet her wherever she at. Man, it's like it takes probably about 2-3 years before you find out, man, that she'll bust you upside your head with something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She cool as hell, smoking, chilling, everything. Then one day you just looking up, and you like, who the hell is that? All that hollering and yelling. Somebody screaming, you turn around the corner. You ain't had no idea that she was crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I say representative, I mean your representative is the guardian of your stuff. Your representative is like the book jacket of your life. You feel what I'm saying? It's like it don't really tell the story. It just give an idea. A person have to get to know you to get past and through your representative to find out who you really are. You know what I'm saying? My representative, man, is different people depending on what it is, what journey that I'm looking to take with you. My representative is different with a man than it is with a woman. It's different with a female that I'm looking to have a non-sexual type of friendship with than it is from a woman that I'm looking to try to, you know what I'm saying, have something more serious, or a woman that I'm trying to have something like brief and quick with. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm really, my representative is also guarded. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like expose a lot of myself right off, and I think that's true with everybody's representative. You run into a few people that sit down and talk to them. Within 5-10 minutes, they done told you about all their relationships.
Yeah.
You know how long they was in prison. You know when
man,
they
I know their grandmama name.
Yeah, you know everything. So some people, man, their representative is a loudmouth. You know what I'm saying? He's a oversharer. You see what I'm saying? So I think different people have different representatives, man. You know what I'm saying? I think some women, you know, because they're so, they have such a sexual nature or whatever, they don't want to come off as being slutty. So they representative is a more demure, more, you know what I'm saying, calm, chill, laid back female or what have you. I think everybody like has a representative, and people view that as being fake. You know what I'm saying? I liked it, something I saw on Facebook. I'm not finna plagiarize, act like it was mine, but it was legitimate. When somebody said, man, you know, I keep it at 100. I used to always say 100 of what? Because you know what I'm saying? 100% of 10 ain't but 10. 100% of 100 is 100. 100% of 1,000 is 1,000. But I liked the $100 bills. They had the $100 bills up there and say, you know, you keep it 100, man, even hundreds change. You know what I'm saying? And it was, like, so real. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think that you are who you are, man. I think, you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't have to just say, how you doing? My name is Joe Blow. You know what I'm saying? I like long walks. You know what I'm saying? deep penetrating violent sex. And I like to do a little crack on the side. I don't think you have to tell nobody that. I don't think you have to say I'm a recovering alcoholic. I don't think you have to say that. You know what I'm saying? If you get me mad, I'm going to punch you in the throat. I think these are things that people don't automatically tell people. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think you want to tell people that I got, like, trash bags and a hacksaw in my trunk and a shovel. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you tell people this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's stuff
like,
you keep
you know,
to
go back,
like that.
You know, sometimes your representative is not a good representative. It's like having a manager. Sometimes, man, you doing gigs and you working for publicity, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't got a good representative or a good manager. I think sometimes your representative will be talking about you from some place that don't nobody want to come visit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your representative will say so much negative stuff for you because you got a bad representative. So I just be curious, man, who people representatives is, man. You know, if y'all listen in, man, you know what I'm saying? I tried it before on my show, man. Why don't y'all, you know, hit us up with my representative is. You know what I'm saying? #, my representative is, man. You know what I'm saying? And tweet us out something, man. You know what I'm saying? We got our little our radio station webs, Twitter account up now, man. Tweety Bird Central, @ Tweety Bird Central. You know what I'm saying? Just like it sounds, just like it's spelled, but with the Y and the bird. You know what I'm saying? Man, hit us up over there, man, with my representative is, man. Let us know who people meet when they meet you. You know?
When they meet you.
Until they hear us up, trying to get into some more music, you guys, we're going to play some of this J Go Down. I like that song. We're going to play that a couple more tracks, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more and then give our final thoughts. Hang on tight.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
I feel good.
I know you would.
Not even all that.
Crazy as hell. These trees is flight. She won't be dead without me. She won't
be dead. What would you do without me?
Her draw fall down to her sneakers. Then she hop up on top. Booty softer than cotton. Got me hard as a rock. If you want it in public, I don't give no fucks. In the back of my Impala, roll them windows up.
We got the car all rocking. Till the cops come knocking. We see them headlights coming. But we not stopping. I'm her babe. She won't be dead. She said, what's the queen on the throne without her crown? I said, baby, just chill, enjoy the ride. We gon' turn it up a notch, enjoy the night. She rolled her eyes, then cracked a smile. She play her role, I like her style. She got that good, she got low mind. And she love a nigga, she won't be dead. She won't be down. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be, she wanna be. Face down, hands up, that's the way I like to. Yeah, but she know that though. I can tell by how she throw that though. Tremendous head, breakfast in bed, cheesy eggs, toasted bread. She cooking for me, I'm good and fed. I hit the road, she hit my text. She ain't worried about other hoes. Niggas chase her, love stunting for her. She ain't moved by what money brings. She fucks with me cause I keep it G. I turn her on electricity. These niggas turn her off like they ain't paid the bill. I know her aim, she targets me whenever we got time to kill. Yeah, she wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be.
I salute you. Yes, you's a soldier. Yes, you's a trooper. I'm trying to get this money. I'm trying to get us paid. So when the money comes in, I can get my dog straight. Just be patient with me, homie. Just keep waiting on me, homie. And I promise one day we all gonna be off the block, homie. We'll be dining in the mansion. Can you imagine? Everything fancy. Two models daily. Dancing. Stripping on the pole with no panties. I'm having big dreams for my dogs and my family. I'ma get us right, dog. Just keep your head up. Everything will be good when I get my bread up. Yeah, I know you fed up, the stress is taking its toll. I know you in hard times, your rent running low. But look, I just want you to know, I know life knocked you down, but I'ma pick you up off the floor.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look. Don't you worry about a thing, everything gon' be changed when you get up out the chain gang. When you come home, I hope I have some cash for you. Man, you my dog, so you know I'm gon' spoil you. If I give it to you, you ain't gotta pay me back. Cause you know if I got it, then you got it like that. I'm just being real, man, you know we family. Just to be honest with you, you're like my second family. Yes indeed, sip your liquor, smoke your weed. I'm plotting on the plan so we all can live free. Sight on one go, gotta get my paper right. Cause I've been thinking lately, what if I die tonight? I wanna rest in peace when I'm gone, pressure's on me. I do this here for my family and my homies. Just remember me when I'm gone. We'll all meet again at the gates of heaven when we gone.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, man. I know you're going through certain trials and tribulations in your life, but you gotta keep your head up, dawg. When I get right, we all get right, you know what I'm saying? I know you're going through some shit, man, but just imagine us eating in a mansion, you know, doing all the things we planned on doing when we was getting older, you know, the dreams we had. I'ma get us, I'ma fulfill them dreams for us, man, when I make it, just remember that.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out.
Can't explain it, man.
That's why them hoes jock.
I'ma explain to y'all.
That's why them hoes jock.
Why they on the nigga? Chill.
I get guap bottle pop.
I get it.
That's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash.
Got it.
That's why them hoes jock. Only dime left to slot.
I do it.
That's why them hoes jock. On the hard, no rock.
Swish.
That's why them hoes jock. That's why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
That's why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Guap bottle pop. That's why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Dime slip and slot. That's why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Heart no rock. That's why them hoes jock.
They jockin' on my swag, guess it cause it's at 100. They jockin' on my hustle, guess it cause I got some money. They jockin' on my bitch, guess it cause she speak no English. They jockin' on her fit designer, shit straight out of Neiman's. They jockin' on my watch, that Breitling got me countin' seconds. They jockin' on my shades, D&G show her reflection. They jockin' on my kicks, Creator Rex in every color. They jockin' on the whip, Corvette in like a motherfucker. They jockin' on the telly, never bring them bitches home. They jock on my aroma, Dolce with a hint of strong. They jockin' on the Prada, guess they see the traffic jumping. They don't jock on you, I guess it cause they know you nothing. I get guap, bottle pop, that's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy watch, that's why them hoes jock. On it, dime, nothing flop, that's why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock, that's why them hoes jock. That's why them hoes jock, that's why them hoes jock. I get guap, bottle pop, that's why them hoes jock. On it, dime, nothing flop, that's why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock, that's why them hoes jock. They jockin' on my lingo, guess they love my country grammar. They jockin' on my state I represent, go Alabama. They jockin' on my plug, nobody got a better number. They jockin' on my driver, 50 carriage, never fumble. They jockin' on my cut, a nigga lookin' so distinguished. They jockin' on my girls, girl, she thick and dark like Venus. They jockin' on my Twitter, I get mention after mention. They jockin' on my cash, I just buy them niggas rentin'. They jockin' on the squad, got them saying dollar sign. They jockin' on my place on ESPN bottom line. They jockin' on the grind, guess it cause I handle business. They jockin' on the life, I don't talk, I go and live it. I get guap, bottle pop, that's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy watch, that's why them hoes jock. On it, dime, nothing flop, that's why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock, that's why them hoes. That's why them hoes jock, that's why them hoes jock. I get guap, bottle pop, that's why them hoes jock. On it, dime, nothing flop, that's why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock, that's why them hoes jock.
Yeah, got some stuff I gotta get off my chest.
Yep.
Brought my boy Shotta with me.
Alright.
Got a couple things to say.
Woohoo.
Shit to make it go,
you know,
crazy.
Uh-huh.
Shit crazy out here. Make a nigga say.
Sure.
Brooklyn. Bar Rock in the building. Brooklyn. Keep your weed, I don't want any.
Nope.
Think it's my cue to go get me some Carb 20. My life changed from drinking bottles of Henny. And I remember the time my bottle wouldn't have any. I'm such a trip, summer sauce and flips.
Woo.
But acrobatically, I don't think that you niggas getting it.
Nah.
No need to perspire, honestly, I ain't sweating it. And now you're about as close as the length of the damn scrimmage, kid. I'm at the top of the iceberg. It feels like they're trying to pit people against me. It all makes sense, these new people ain't friendly. And they started from the bottom and they're trying to end me. And you would think that I was driving around in a Bentley.
Uh-huh.
Now have some Albuterol, I see that you're wheezy. You're blinded to believing everything is so easy. You're lying on the L and you sounding like a time on a song. The week couldn't last 7 days with the strong. And really that ain't even my definition of moving up. Al Jefferson, Bobcat, stupid fuck. I never envisioned this life for you, but I guess you envisioned this type of life for you. And I see right through you, and now I'm like, who you? And now you're stuck in something worse than any type of voodoo. We complain and make the most of your shit and do what you do. Slave to the rhythm, no signs of picking cotton. Living in an apple so dirty and so rotten. With so much going on up in one man brain, I kinda find it real hard trying to refrain from saying.
Let me
it is though.
Back at it.
Yo, I've always been hard-headed, but that's changed from running in the brick walls again and again. Let me know what I'm doing wrong. Forget-
forget it, I figure it out. All I gotta do is open my mouth, start changing my route. Can't spend my life on the couch, doing nothing with the time, something I ain't about. I got a lot to prepare for concerning the mic. I got a daughter and I'm making sure that she get a life. Ain't a need for a wife, I live a singular life. I've been there, done that, and that's the past of my life. Screw the wrongs and the negatives, I'm here for the right. I conquer with the longevity, cause hip-hop's life. Now I'm married to the game without a hip-hop wife. The new rap wonder years and I ain't about that life. Ain't no Winnie and Kevin,
nope.
And I was thinking other shit at the age of 11.
Yep.
No strawberry letters, who souped up like Devin? And balls of a night, no Brandon, no Brevin. Leave them in a submission, courtesy of Dan Severin. Now see me like a pimp with a cane, no half-stepping. I'm bipolar when in the studio for a session. There's no medication, and who's gonna save it from hateration, sedation?
So much hate.
They always ask him why he make a statement.
Why?
Same reason you got a nigga saying. It's a damn shame, though.
What a shame. I know a couple people feel the same way I do. Trust me on that.
Salute.
Gotta fix that, though.
Yeah.
I let Shaka do the rest.
Medea.
They all try shutting down Obamacare. Lord of mercy, like it's a Taliban government. So I'm here, stepping out his scuba gear. Hot the grave amongst his fear, raging war up in the air. Talking new era, riding different teams just like a Philly chap. Obama pushing help, but they tell him get it back. Looking like fuck the sick, talking about dead and that. Need to worry about that mayor with them nose full of crack. The government, them just be like this. The poor get sores that they can't afford to cure. Why do we have to insure anymore? Keep them on welfare, freedom brand. Raising, not raising brand. Really can I insure your fat government quick? It's us who pay our taxes to feed your fat asses. So you did not free Zimmerman who went and killed a black kid. Make a nigga get ratchet with the ratchet. Make me gun twerk like booty. Clap it, clap it.
Like government are going right. And these people are the even. They're equal. I mean, I like that.
All right, you guys. We are back.
Hey.
Ready for our final thoughts. Any artists you want to promote? Any Twitters you want to promote? Any shows you got coming up? Anything you want to say? Shout out. Now is the time to do so. Hey,
Rudy,
let's start with you to tap the board.
Oh, man, you know, of course I got to, you know what I'm saying, shout out, man, you know what I'm saying, explicit content, man, you know, on Twitty Beat Central, 8 to 10 Eastern time, man, y'all tune in and fuck with your boy, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm having a blast over there, man, you know what I'm saying, come through, it's an experience. You know, it's not just a radio show, it's an experience. You know, come through and let it wash over and through you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can follow me on Twitter at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Heru Cooley Reborn. And, I mean, you know, shit, man. Check out my show, man. You know, good shit happening over there, man. I got something special coming up for y'all, man. The first of the year, man. Y'all stay tuned. I'm going to keep y'all abreast on that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be big. But, I mean, the first of the month. I said the first of the year. Well, I'm moving fast. Shit. 2015 trying to kill us, man. 2015 trying to kill us. All right, man. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, you know, hey. Yeah.
Well, it's Follow Friday, so give somebody Twitter out to follow.
Y'all follow, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all follow my nephew, man, this little click over there, man, at the BAM Entertainment. That's PHEPHAMENT, man. You know, he got a nice little roster of cats over there, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be doing my little Follow Friday. I know I'm late. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's still early over here on the West Coast, man. It ain't nothing but, you know, 9, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning and shit. I know y'all over there afternoon. You know what I'm saying? It's still early over here and shit. They still sitting around in his drawers and shit. Man, it out. So, y'all chill and shit. You know what know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna hit y'all up and shit, man. You know? Hey.
That's what's up. Okay, D, you up next.
Oh, man, I want to shout out grown folks, business, Manny Money, and exclusive content, man. You know what I'm saying? All shows, man. Everybody call in, check us out. Twittyverse Central all day, every day, man. We here waiting, ready for y'all, man. You know, come holler at us, come check us out. You can follow me at Country Boy on Twitter at Country Boy D Ham. Check out my homegirl, man. I've been trying to do some networking with her, man. At Butter Go Hard, she got a nice little flow about herself, man. I've been talking to her, you know. She been so busy, man. It's kind of hard to keep up with her, but she been kind of keeping in contact with me. She said I gave her some information, so be looking for some music coming through from her. You know, I'm out here just trying to help network, man, trying to make things happen, man. That's it, man. You know, final thought for the day, man, you know, hey, man, a dream is only a dream if you keep sleeping on it, man. You know, time to wake up, make them dreams reality. That's all you got to do. It ain't nothing. Get up, get out. Get something, man, for real.
Oh, no. I just want to say to everybody, thank you for listening and tuning in and calling in and the caller that we had. We appreciate you for calling in. It's always good to have a female over to breeze through here because you don't get a lot of females. So I wanted to say I appreciate you for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us this morning. And also I want to say follow us on Twitter, Tweety Bird Central. I don't know why they wouldn't let me put the AL on there. So it's like Tweety Bird Central. And it's crazy. Make sure you go over and follow us. So we need you to do that. And also when you come over on the Blog Talk link, make sure you follow us over there as well because we need to get our following up. And the numbers are increasing, you guys, as far as listeners. So people are getting the word that we are on the air. And I just want to say thank you for all your hard work and dedication and putting things out and making sure people, you know, get the information that we're trying to give to them. So I just want to shout y'all out for that. And as far as Twitter is concerned, follow at This Is Trick, T-R-I-X-X. Make sure you go over and follow him because he's always putting things out for me and for the show. So shout out to Trix and make sure you go over on Twitter and follow him. And does anybody have an announcement, anything going on? That's it.
Man, shit. Yeah. The rent due end of the month.
That's it.
Every month. Yeah, you know,
taxes over
due.
With. You ain't file your taxes. You shit up creek.
For real, man. For real. You know what I'm saying? And I know we down to the last little minute, man. This is ticking away, but I got to hit y'all with this because I've been real nice over here and I ain't got nasty for a minute. But I just got one question, man, you know, in case anybody listening because a couple of people be asking me. I'm tired of answering the question myself. If you in a relationship or you dating somebody, man, and you into a little something more kinkier or different sexually than what they're giving you, how you go about telling them, man? Or how y'all go about telling them?
Well, me personally, man, I'm just going to keep it 1,000. Like I said, man, I'm just going to keep it 1,000. You ain't doing what I want you to do, and I'm going to tell you, don't do it. I'm going to tell you, you need to do it like this. That's plain and simple. I can't be more. I am. That's it.
I'm talking about something different, something like, you know, shit. You don't just you want a chick just to show up in the bedroom, like, and cuff herself to the bed or something. That's what you need to, like, let it tell you or something.
Oh, man, I'd be into that type of stuff. I ain't never had nobody do that type of stuff, man. So, you know, I can't speak on that. I ain't never had nobody do that type of stuff, man.
God, people, man, how you going to get the best across?
Oh, me?
Yeah, how you going to get the message across, man, if you into something different and they not into, you know, they haven't shown an interest or even spoke on it. How you going to let them know you into something different?
Yeah, they look at me and know I'm into something different. They don't take rocket science. They can't look at that and figure that out. It's something wrong. You know,
shit.
I don't have that problem. I'm different. I am very different. I don't have that problem. You look at me and tell I'm different.
Yeah, yeah, man. Shit. You know me, man. Shit. I just leave the tool closet open, man. Let them stumble past it. You know what I'm saying? Curiosity. You know what I'm saying? They looking at some whips and some handcuffs and some spreaders and some collars and some, you know, paddles and some other assortment of toys and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, let the conversation start from there, man. You know what I'm saying? Find a way to be a, you know, if you're not a direct talking person, man, find a way to, you know, open it up, man. You know, show a little video, man, or say you had a conversation with somebody else, or tell that little white lie. You know, my friend was saying, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm kind of direct, so, you know, I'm like Tweety B, man. You know, you can look at a nigga and feel he's different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can feel that energy. But a nigga be all up in your area, your body tingling, you know what I'm saying? You know a motherfucker on a whole nother level. So, you know, I mean, hey, man, all I can say is be direct.
I'll think about all the stuff you just said you were going to have laid out or whatever. That's for a woman. I'll be honest with you. For a woman, that ain't much different than going to the gynecologist. They got all kind of shit up in there for your ass. You hear me? All kind of gels, corks, and screws.
See me. I flip it up, man. I pull that lasso out with that saddle, motherfucker, on the what the fuck could go on up in this camp. Like, we in the
Hold on. This nigga said a saddle. I'm talking about, I'm a freaky and a motherfucker. But look, I just need to know. Explain to me what we gonna do with, what you gonna do with the saddle, man. Who gonna
look
wear the
up,
saddle?
Man. Now listen to me, man. You put the saddle down. You know what I'm talking about? You put the saddle down. You mount on the saddle first and then let her mount. You know, it'd be best if you got the saddle on something that kind of rock with it a little bit. You got to rock with it a little bit. I'm telling you. You put them legs up on your shoulder, y'all just, man, I'm telling you. That look up. You can't beat it. I'm telling you, country boy, man. I know
country
shit,
boy,
man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Country
I lasso a bitch. They say, you know, I get the cow and lasso the cow and rope. Now I lasso bitches, man. Come here. Come on over. Get on over. Bro. They like that type of thing.
Country boy.
This nigga here. if you with the FBI or the CIA or the LAPD, the Alabama PD, he just joking, y'all.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just
I think it might be against the law to have sex in the saddle and one of the damn cases. Better check the books on that.
Hey, man, that's the country life, man. That's the country life. You understand what I'm saying? Man, they don't have sex in the house in the country, man. They have sex outside, man. They don't care about
man.
None of that.
Yeah, but he gonna throw the saddle on the fence. Come on, man.
Come on up, bro. Get up. We finna rock with this one. We gonna see who falls off first.
He just sitting on the fence talking about it. It only gonna take 8 seconds. Just hang on. Ride 'em, country boy, ride 'em. Shit, man, you know, you see a chick walking, she got saddle sores on her ass and shit, she walking, talking about, I just don't understand, man. Nigga be like, country
man, you
boy.
Better hope I ain't got my boots on, man. I put them spurs on her ass. Buckle.
Look, he ain't telling the truth. That's why country boy like him. He likes certain times, he likes sick girls. Like he strapped a saddle to him. And he rides with him. So, kicking them in their thighs with them spurs. Idiot. Then he slide off the back of the horse and do his thing.
Yeah.
got the little thing in her mouth. He hits you to the end of the bed post and be back there just
arrived.
Oh, got the phone. Big man, he be out of blue.
Shit, I tell her, bring her ass, it was 14 on my dick, 14 on my dick, 14 on my dick. Bring that ass, it was 14 on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her, bring her ass, it was 14 on my dick, 14 on my dick, 14 on my dick. Bring that ass, it was 14 on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her, bring her ass, staring, twerking on my dick, twerking on my dick, twerking on my dick. Tell her, bring that ass, staring, twerking on my dick, yeah. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her, bring her ass, staring, twerking on my dick. Niggas hated when I was broke, niggas don't hate when I'm rich, but I ain't worried about that. I'm just focused on these chips and these fine ass chicks. That's all grip, they gon' let a nigga hit, cause they see me in the VIP. I'ma bust it wide open, make sure they do a split. It ain't never been a game, make that ass do tricks like a fucking X game. Rollin' on the X name, wanna know my sex game. Okay, sexy, let's play. Whole lot of pleasure, whole lot of pain. She's a pleasure when I fuck, she's a pain when I leave her way. My first CD in the deck, then I press play. She gave me sloppy choppy, what more can I say? The day turned to night, and night turned to day. I'm glad I'm not you, cause you's a motherfucking lame. All that freaky type shit, I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick, I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick, yeah. If you a sexy ass chick, girl, twerk that ass. Hood chick, model chick, girl, twerk that ass. Slim chick, thick chick, girl, twerk that ass. Whether you single or got a man, girl, twerk that ass. If you give dangerous to 50, I'ma work that ass. R.I.P. in the bed like I murked that ass. Hit every spot that you got, cause I learned that ass. She gets straight A's in every damn college class. A sophisticated woman with all that ass. Her last man left her, he couldn't handle that ass. I'ma smack it, flip it, be rubbing down that ass. I be a goddamn fool to let this one pass. Get shorty on my team and I gotta do this shit fast. Cause a thirsty nigga sell his soul for a piece of that ass. Her mama, auntie, sisters, cousins, and they all got ass. Sitting on the priceless pussy in her head, world class. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red, there is twerk team on my dick.